Dale, thanks very much for being here today.
Good to be with you again.
Yeah, and we're back here at the end of August. The drought obviously has continued throughout all the summer, and I know we talked on the phone last week a little bit about the early harvest that some farmers are doing with corn already. What have you been hearing from producers that are getting out there in the fields right now, and what kind of corn is being harvested?
Well, it's certainly a real mixed bag this year with the drought stress that we've had on all our crops. And we had a little relief that past weekend. Some areas of the county got a good rain. Other areas really didn't get that much. So those conditions continue. We've had some grain harvested. You know, yields have been all over the board from 60, 70 bushel up to maybe 140, at least in some cases that I've heard. But we really haven't got into full swing yet. Those are just some of the early reports. You know, and we've had quite a bit of silage that has been cut and put in a silo or bagged. And really on those poor quality fields, that's usually the best options. You've got livestock cattle that you can take advantage of that silage and has really good feed value, even though it may have relatively low yield potential due to drought stress.
And what about on beans? Has the rain been coming at a good enough time for those to continue to do well?
Yeah, it will help some of those beans. We had plants that were dropping pods. You know, the actual bean size within those pods was small. So we will get some extra fill. We may get a few extra pods, especially on later beans. Beans have a better capacity to recover than the corn plant does. So some timely rain can still be helpful, but yet we are here the end of August. And normally this is the time of year where you're starting to see those plant leaves turn yellow, and we'll start seeing some leaf drops. So they're going to naturally start to mature here as we get into the fall period. So not a lot of time left, but we're hoping that the rain will help a little bit, help with pod fill, and help maintain a little better yield in some of the beans. They just have a little more of an ability to withstand stress than corn does.
And as we get into September, which is really when the full swing of harvest starts, as you said, with the people that already are doing corn, is that supposed to be people that do have more stressed fields, would you say? I mean, are the fields that are better off maybe being left out there so those people might come out with higher yield numbers?
Well, it kind of depends individually on each situation. Each farmer's checking those fields, knows what his varieties are, knows what's out there, doing some scouting. You know, we have aflatoxin that's a potential issue, so they're checking fields on that, working with their crop insurance providers if they need to come out and have someone check their field, or if they need to at least be in touch, if they need to leave check strips. So that's certainly what we're advising now. But as they look ahead, you know, one of the issues whenever we have drought stress is potentially not only lower yields, but lighter test weight, poorer kernel quality, more cracks and fines in that harvested grain. So as we go into storage, it's going to be a shorter term storage. You're going to want to dry it down more completely than you might normally, maybe a little faster. You know, aflatoxin's a concern, and we recommend getting that when it's at a higher moisture level so it doesn't continue to grow and then get it dried down right away. So there are some issues like that the farmers are going to try to address as they look at harvesting their fields and seeing which field they want to start in as they move forward with the harvest.
All right, shifting gears a little bit here, we're going to talk a little bit about lawns now. I think really with the rain recently, you can kind of see which parts of your lawn are going to be coming back now, where they look green, and which parts may have died off. So what can people do about that right now?
Well, the best thing to do is get out there and take a hard look at their lawn. And yeah, we did get some good recovery that where we've had rainfall. A lot of those crowns have shot up new blades, and we've got some good growth. Even people have mowed a second time now here in the last couple of weeks. So there are some dead grass plants out there, and probably the best thing to do is you've got those scattered areas, just go ahead and rake out the dead material. And normally this is the time of year we'd recommend seeding. So if you're going to do some overseeding, or you need to renovate one area if it was a poor area to begin with, or you had a lot of weed problems, now's a good time to do that. Hopefully we'll get some rain in the future to get those seeds up and going well. But once we get normally the middle of August through early September is an excellent time to do lawn seeding. So bluegrass varieties or a mix of bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, pretty common mixes. Some of the fine leaf fescues if you have shady areas. You know, can put that in the mix. But just kind of assess what you have out there. There are some crowns of those plants that are shooting up new green sprouts, and if you had a good rain, you should be able to identify that pretty readily and then decide what areas you need to renovate.
And you said that people should probably get that done by early to mid-September.
Yeah, mid-September is a good point to shoot for, so in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, be a good time to get that done. Then you can always overseed. Now, later on, you can actually overseed almost throughout the year if you have adequate moisture. So well, that's the big question. So looking at this fall, you may want to come back and even do some overseeding in the spring. If you don't get the germination and coverage that you'd like this fall, you can do that again even during winter months or early spring, and could still look forward to a nice lawn next year.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to remind people of, either on the agricultural end or on the lawn and garden care end?
Well, on the agriculture side, just realize this is harvest season, and we need to be safe out there. There'll be a lot of big vehicles out on the road, so be careful, slow-moving vehicles, and going in and out of field driveways. Be on the lookout as you're a motorist out there. And on the home front, if you're doing some lawn renovation, try to do some watering to keep that new seeding going if you can. Actually, we don't want to use any more water than we have to, of course, and hopefully nature will provide some. But if you do seeding, it is going to have some moisture for a couple of weeks just to get it up and going.
And how often should you be watering that? How often do you need to?
Kind of depending on the weather, light applications maybe 2-3 times a week. You just want to keep that upper half inch kind of moist so that seedling can get started and get going.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Dale.
You're welcome.